Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We thank and praise God on this lovely day. Amen. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Amen. You are on your fix at six. Amen. Pastor, keeping it real, could not be here tonight. Amen. So you have me, the one and only Dr. Carolyn McNeil today. Amen. Praise God. I'm just enjoying the song. Praise God. I'll take you there. Amen. Hallelujah. We know that truly the Lord is good, and he will take us there. Amen. When I thought about Amen. He said, take us to some happy times. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we're going to let Jesus, amen, take us there today. Amen. So we thank and praise God on today for you, you, and you. And thank you for coming on this night. Praise God. Hallelujah. This is the night that is set aside just for me and you tonight. Praise God. Thank you for allowing me to come into your homes tonight. I just want to talk to us tonight. Praise God. Because it's just so much going on, and Pastor keeping it real, amen, on last week he was talking about prayer, and prayer is the key that what we need right now, praise God, and what God was dealing with me about is about open heaven through prayer, amen, and I love Pastor's scripture. I'm going to read his scripture, amen, praise God. He's not here, but praise God, hallelujah, but his spirit is still yet here, amen, praise God. Look on my board, and I see Isaiah 61:11. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captive, and open up the prison. Come on, somebody. Opening up the prison to those who are bound. And tonight we're going to go in, praise God, and we're going to talk about how to go in. We know how to pray. I know everybody know how to pray. Some people, praise God, pray different, and then some people, amen, they talk to God, but I want to talk to us tonight. Amen. We're going to open up the heaven. We're going to open up the rims in the heavens tonight. Praise God. Knowing that, and prayer is just not just speaking words, but you got to understand that you are right there in the very throne room of God. When we repent of our sins and we give God thanks, amen, we are in the realm. We are in a new realm. Hallelujah. Once that flesh has just died, amen, we go into another place in God. And you got to understand, praise God, that God hears our prayers, and we don't want to pray in a mist. Amen. So tonight's scripture, I'm going to go to Acts, the second chapter, verses 42-44. But here they were saying, let me pray. Lord, I done got past myself. Lord, have mercy. I'm ready to pray, y'all. Glory to God. Let me pray. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, I come and I thank you for your grace. I thank you for your mercy. I thank you even for this lesson, Lord God, that you are giving us tonight, Lord God. And I pray, Father God, the activation of these prayers, God. Go, yes, Holy Spirit, that's going before you tonight, God. This word that's going before you tonight, Father God, that you will open up heaven, Lord God, over us, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, because we know that, yes, Holy Spirit, when the heavens are open, glory to God, magnificent things begin to happen, Father God, and we are looking to you, Lord God, the author and the finisher of our faith, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, we call down the, yes, Holy Spirit, the anointing to break yokes, God, on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, we ask that you search our hearts right now, Father God, if you find anything, God, in us, God, that's not like you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. That's why we say, create in us a clean heart, God, and renew, God, a right spirit within us, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. So I pray, Father God, that you endow me with the power of the Holy Ghost, God, to speak to thy people, God, in the name of Jesus. God, you let your blood prevail, God, even now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, I call forth the wind. Yes, God, I call forth your wind, Lord God, to change things, Father God, the wind of change, Father God, to change some things in our lives, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. So God, I thank you, Lord God, I pray for your wisdom, I pray for knowledge, and I pray for your understanding, and let it be so in the name of the Father, and the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, power, in Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Praise God. The Bible says they were continually devoting themselves to the apostles, teaching and to fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer. Everyone kept feeling a sense of awe, and many wonders and signs were taking place through the apostles. And all those who had believed were together and had all things in common. Okay, I want you to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. All those who have believed were together and had all things in common. You know, talking to pastors and leaders and how they would put this in the order, praise God, the first three things they would say, first, the church must have, you know, discipleship, self-improvement, to devote more time to sermon preparation. The last one was, the very last thing they would focus on was prayer. Notice the main focus of the early church. They devoted themselves loyalty. They were so loyal. Apostles teaching the word, okay, and to fellowship and to the breaking of bread, meaning they was eating together, and to prayer. They had all things in common. Come on, somebody. Let me just say that. They had all things in common. They ate together. They prayed together. This is the early church. Amen. Praise God. The early church had success because it was a praying church. Oh, come on, somebody. Hallelujah, Jesus. Three things that happen when a church prays. Or when you pray, a sense of awe comes over the region, and everyone wants to come and see for themselves. Here we find when prayer, you know, I don't want to go fast in it. I want to kind of teach this thing because when we are in a prayer posture, let me say it that way, a prayer posture, and we are praying, and we are praying for the regions, and we find, let me just give you an example, praise God, we find that Philadelphia, say Philadelphia, because I am from Philadelphia, praise God, and we find that there was a lot of killing, and things are going on, and still going on, praise God, but there, that's a region, it's a territory, it's something that has to be broken, and when the people begin to pray with their whole hearts coming together at the region over the territory, things begin to happen. People begin to get free and loose. Amen. Praise God. We find, amen, back in the day, praise God, when they had houses and they would go to the houses and the mothers would sit there and pray and the fathers would sit there and pray. Yes, Holy Spirit. And they pray for families. They pray for churches. And, oh, yes, Holy Spirit, and things begin to take place within the family. The family begin to act like they're supposed to act, praise God. And then the people come in and healing begin to take place. Deliverance begin to take place, praise God. Hallelujah. Things begin to happen in the midst of them. And then you find, amen, praise God, things begin to take place within their lives. The things that they pray, praise God, hallelujah, some of the things that they never prayed about, but it happens for them because they took themselves and died to themselves and went to pray. Oh, come on, somebody. A sense of awe comes over them, the region, and everybody wants to see for themselves. If you find a church, amen, praise God, that you find it'd be the house of miracles or your house, praise God, per se, and things begin to happen, praise God, and people walking in lame and they begin to just walk and deaf ears begin to pop open and bodies begin to heal, praise God. This is what God is saying to us today, praise God, hallelujah, that he wants us to come back to prayer, but there is something in the atmosphere that he wants to break, amen, praise God, and he wants to open up heaven, not only on the church, but on the person per se, yourself. Oh, come on, somebody. on the day of Pentecost. Yes, Holy Spirit, on the day of Pentecost. We know what happened on the day of Pentecost. We know the Azusa Street Revival started with a few ministers getting together to pray, and that was in 1902, back in the 1900s. And then all of a sudden, things began to break out, and a revival began to go. Praise God. People got healed, and everybody flocked to that place. Amen. This is what God wants to put back together. He wants to put back the prayer. Everybody, some of the visual, but how about a prayer visual? Amen. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. You know, the nowadays, praise God, we want more prophecies than we want prayer. Amen. And I believe that prayer, amen, is the key that's going to unlock everything in our lives. Praise God. I'm not taking nothing from prophecy, because God desire us to speak a word. Praise God. But prayer is the key that's going to unlock some things. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. And then you find, glory to God, even the church right now, praise God, you tell them to pray and pray for an hour, just like they told that, just like Jesus told Peter, no, just sit with me for an hour while I go over yonder and pray. Praise God. Hallelujah. They went to sleep, and that's what God is saying today, that the church is sleeping. He wants them to wake back up and begin to pray again. Praise God. Hamashanda. Yes, Holy Spirit. So the Azusa Street Revival, there was no big eyes. It wasn't like that. They came together. They came together on one accord. It started out just with just one person, and he had the idea, oh, let's pray. Praise God. Hallelujah. And then everybody began to add on. Hallelujah. And things began to happen in the region. And then he had the Pensacola Revival. There was people praying day and night, all at all hours of the day. Praise God. Have you ever seen a church, amen, a praying church? You can find the miracles that God is doing, and God opens. Come on, somebody say, God opens up heavens, and miracles and signs and wonders start taking place through the believers and to the believers. Come on, somebody. Huh? Yes, Holy Spirit. When the church prays, oh, come on, somebody, people get saved, they get healed, and they get delivered. Circumstances change in our lives of the believer every day. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit. And the thing about it now, we're so busy praying about houses and cars. And God said, just pray for the heart of God. Pray for the heart of God that you may be healed, you may be delivered, and everything else is going to be added on to you. But we have to pray for the heart of God, and pray for ourselves, pray for our family. Families. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. Circumstances, yes, they do change in our lives, and we receive God's directions and blessings through prayer. Somebody shout with me. We receive God's direction and blessings through prayer, and an atmosphere of real, genuine unity starts to happen. You pray, because prayer strengthens you. Come on, somebody. Prayer strengthens you. Oh, yes, Holy Spirit. Have you ever find yourself going through something, praise God, and hallelujah. Sometimes I know people say, well, I don't even know how to pray. I'm going through this and I'm going through that. But if you could just muster up a prayer and just start it going in and ask the Holy Spirit to lead you in prayer, amen, even when you're tired in your spirit, hallelujah, you'll find yourself strengthened. You'll find the glory of God. It is that time, yes, Holy Spirit, it is that time, amen, praise God, that when we are most tired, that God wants us to go in and pray, amen, praise God, hallelujah. The Bible says in Jude 20 says, but you, dear friends, must continue to build your lives on the foundation of your holy faith. It's the foundation. Can I build my life on the foundation of prayer and continue to pray as you direct? Directed by the Holy Spirit. And okay, Holy Ghost. See, there's a thing that God wants us to know, that when we pray, is he that maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And so when we begin to pray wholeheartedly and ask God to do what he's going to do through our prayers, the Holy Spirit leads us what to pray for a person. Oh, come on, somebody. Even for yourself. Come on. Yes, Holy Spirit. So continue to pray as you are directed by the Holy Spirit. And that way you will get the answer that you need from God, that you will get the direction that you need from God. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit, that you will get the impartation that you need from God to get strength, because in the power of prayer comes strength. Ah, come on, somebody. Prayer defeats the devil. Come on, somebody. The Bible says in 1 Peter 5:7 says, cast all your cares upon the Lord. Cast all your cares upon the Lord, for he cares for you. And be sober, be vigilant, because what? Your adversary, the devil, is seeking whom he may devour. Oh, come on, somebody. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. So today we're going to cast all our cares upon him, knowing that he cares for us. Praise God. Somebody say, pull down prayer tonight. Oh, God, give me the anointing to pray more, God. Oh, God, I hear you, Holy Ghost. Give me the anointing to pray more, God. Give me the grace to pray more, God. Give me the grace to pray for my people. Give me the grace to pray for the nation. Give me the grace to pray for my children. Give me the grace to pray for my ministry. Give me the grace. Somebody say, give me the grace to pray. Oh, come on, somebody. Prayer heals the sick. The Bible says in James 5:14-15 says, if any among you is sick, call on the elders of the church and the prayer of faith. Come on, somebody. I want you to hear what the Holy Spirit is saying. The prayer of faith shall heal the sick. Prayer accomplished the impossible. The Bible says in Matthew 21:22, and whatever you ask in prayer, believing, you will receive it. Come on, I want you to say that with me. And whatever you ask for in prayer, believing, you will receive it. You have to believe what you are praying. You cannot get out of prayer. Pray a prayer for an hour. Come on, somebody. My God, I give you the glory. You pray for hours on time. Get back up. The enemy punch you in the eye and tell you, glory to God, that God ain't going to do what he's going to do. And see, that's a black eye from the devil. Come on, somebody. Help me, Holy Ghost. You got to believe that when you go into that prayer time, that when you come out, the Lord has heard you. He has already answered you, and you start praising him for the manifestation of what you prayed for. Come on, my God, I give you the glory. Don't mess around with the enemy and all those fiery darts that he has thrown at you. You got to believe within your heart, glory to God, that God has done what you asked him to do. It might not come the way that you desire it to come, but it will come. My God, I give you the glory. Because why? We have sometimes in our mind the way God is supposed to do things. But God is God. He is the author. He is the finisher of our faith. Praise God. Hallelujah. And he says, I do it the way I want to do it. Praise God. Hallelujah. He said, my ways are higher than your way. So the way that you want God to answer your prayer, it might not come that way. Praise God. You got to understand that he is sovereign. He is God. He has a timetable. When he wants to do something, he will do it at the appointed time. We cannot rush him to do anything. You have to wait and trust in him. Just like the Bible says, trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and what he shall direct thy path. If you wait on him and you go in and you believe that he has already done it, then wait on him. My God, I give you the glory. Peter was freed by an angel in prison while the disciples and other believers was praying. They had a nerve to pray. Oh, Shataya Ramashia. They was praying. Holy Ghost, I thank you. They got so into that prayer. Amen. Hallelujah. They heard a knock at the door. Peter at the door. They go, the young lady go back and tell them, Peter's at the door. They did not believe that Peter was at the door. Now, why you gonna pray for something that you don't believe? Peter knocking on the door. Glory to God, I help me, Holy Ghost. He knocking on the door and said, yeah, it's me. They said, well, maybe it's an angel. Peter's angel. Peter's knocking on the door. The prayer of righteous went up. Peter was at the door. So let me just say this, praise God, hallelujah. Don't get messed up when the answer comes so quickly. Come on, my God, I give you the glory. See, God has angels set there waiting for you to open your mouth and the angel go do what God permit him to do for you. The Bible says, amen, hallelujah. While they was praying, my God, I give you the glory. The prison door open up. Peter knocking on the door. And they looking at him like he's crazy. Like, hallelujah, Jesus. Come on, somebody say, the miracle is coming quickly. The miracle come quickly. The miracle is coming quickly. I hear the Lord. My God, I give you the glory. Prayer bestows peace. Have you ever been in a situation where you're so worried about everything, praise God, and you're worried about this and you're worried about that? But God is not a God of worry. He is not a God of worry, praise God. He's a God, amen, hallelujah, that we have to trust him without even tracing him, praise God, without even seeing him, praise God. He don't want us to worry about nothing, and worrying is a sin anyway, praise God. Why we sit there and worry? I'm a true believer, praise God, Hamashanda, because I was one that, praise God, that would worry and sit there and prayed about it, don't worry, praise God, but that was not my maturity, praise God. I had to get mature in some areas, praise God, knowing that if I'm worrying, I'm not trusting God to do what he say he gonna do in my life, praise God, hallelujah. So when you need peace, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit, you go into prayer. The Bible says don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need. Tell him what you need. See, a lot of times we go to everybody else, but God said, tell God what you need and thank him for all he has done. Oh, come on, somebody. That's a problem we don't want to do. We don't want to thank him for all that he has already done, but he said, tell me what you need and then thank him for what he done. If you do this, you will experience God's peace, which is far more wonderful than the human mind can understand. His peace will guard your heart and your mind as you live in Christ. Somebody say live in him. Come on, you got to live in him. That means that when you live in him, you have peace, the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, that will keep your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. We have to know that God, we have to come out of that natural realm, that fleshly realm, and go into the realm of the spirit. I always make Pastor Waters laugh because I said my face is up in heaven. I know God see my little face up there, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit, because I'm naturally in my mind, I have left where I was at, and I'm up in the realm of the spirit, and I need to hear from God. So therefore, my faith has to be connected to the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit connected to Jesus, and Jesus connected to God. Come on, somebody. It's an order. Praise God. Hear the motion. So you have to come out of that natural man, praise God, knowing that the supernatural is getting ready to kick in. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. The supernatural is getting ready to kick in because now you're no more in the natural, but you're in the supernatural. My God, I give you glory. This is going to be a whole lesson. I don't know. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. But I'm going to try to do as much as I can. I'm going to try, amen, hallelujah, to say what, you know, just a little bit, praise God, to get you out of that realm, out that natural realm, and get into the realm of the spirit, into that supernatural realm where God wants to talk to us. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. So here, two ways, and the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 14 to 15, for if I pray in tongues, listen to me, my spirit is praying, but I don't understand what I am saying. Well then, what shall I do? I will do both. I'm going to pray in the spirit and I'm going to pray in the natural. I will pray in the spirit and I will pray in words I understand. I will sing in the spirit. Come on, somebody. And I will sing in words I understand. This is Paul speaking. Now, I know that everybody don't speak in tongues. But I know that you have words that you can speak in the realm of the spirit that causes things to take place. But my prayer today is you get filled with the Holy Ghost power. And the ones that are filled already, praise God, receive another impartation of the Holy Ghost. Come on, somebody. Help me, Holy Ghost. So here, praying in the spirit or in tongues is one of the most controversial subjects in the church. Because a lot of people say that the people that speak in tongues are devils. Oh, come on, somebody. Most of you have probably been asked, do you go to one of those churches, them tongue-speaking churches? Come on, somebody. There has been many abuses, unbiblical teaching. Some people just have a problem with getting to spiritual. Come on, somebody. We got to be real. The church is spiritual. God is spirit. And those who worship him must do it in the spirit and in truth. The Bible tells us, live in the spirit. And do not give into the desires of the flesh. We need to become more spiritual, even if it's not dignified to some. Come on, somebody. We got to be real. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit. Because a lot of people want us to stay in the flesh, and they say, oh, you're so heavenly bound that you're no earthly good. Come on, somebody. But let me tell you something. You better be heavenly bound. We need Jesus in this time. Hallelujah. And the ones that they say, praise God, hallelujah, run into the church now, praise God, or run into on the line and try to get a prayer through. And then, because so much stuff is going on and houses are being broken down and lives are being wrecked. And praise God, yes, Holy Spirit. And prayer is the one that's going to help, praise God. We all need prayer in our homes, praise God. We need prayer. Amen. I'm a sheikh, because if I didn't have prayer, I don't know where I would be, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. My God, I give you the glory. The Bible supports speaking and praying in tongues. Paul was a tongue-speaking Christian. He said, I will pray in the spirit, and I will pray in words I understand. I will sing in the spirit, and I will sing with words I understand. Did God take some of the Bible and throw it in the trash? No, he didn't. He had the Bible here for us that people will know, praise God, that God is real. Paul spoke it, praise God. The Bible says in verse 5, I wish you all had the gift of speaking in tongues. In verse 18, Paul says, I thank God that I speak in tongues more than all of you. Oh, come on, somebody. But in the church meeting, I would much rather speak 5 understandable words that will help others than 10,000 words in an unknown tongue. Oh, come on, somebody. My God, I give you the glory. He said this to back up. Come on. He said this to back up what he had mentioned in verse 2. For if your gift is the ability to speak in tongues, you'll be talking to God, but not to people. Oh, come on, somebody. Since they won't be able to understand you, you will be speaking by the power of the Spirit, but it will be all mystery. Come on, somebody. It's mysterious. Jesus supported speaking in tongues, amen. And I'm not just doing my lesson on tongues, praise God, because he said both. He said, I will pray in the regular and I will pray in tongues. But I got to bring some clarity to some people, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit, because everybody's walking around with these different doctrines, amen, messing up people's lives and saying, oh, they just devils. They speaking in tongues. They don't know what they're talking about. But when we're speaking in tongues, we are speaking directly to God. Come on, somebody, I give God the glory. The Bible says in Mark 16, 17, and 18, these signs will accompany those who believe. Those who believe. These signs will accompany those who believe. They will cast out demons in my name, and they will speak with new languages. Oh, come on, somebody. Jesus is saying it. Oh, come on, help me, Holy Ghost. They will be able to handle snakes with safety, and if they drink any poisonous, it won't hurt them. They will be able to place their hands on the sick and heal them. If you believe you can do one, you have to believe that you can do all. Let me talk to us today, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. We have to believe, praise God, yes, God, that God is doing what he say he's going to do. He wants us to pray more, praise God. He wants us to get in prayer posture. There's a place that we have to get in. There's called a prayer posture. When you get in prayer posture, amen, praise God, with the Holy Spirit and come in agreement with the Holy Spirit, things begin to change. Things begin to activate. Things begin to move, praise God, in your life. But today, I pray and today, glory to his name, that we get into the realm of the Spirit, that the heavens will open up over us, amen, praise God, that God can do what he wants to do in our life. When we speak of a thing, praise God, it's already done. Come on, somebody. We got to live a life that's pleasing to God, that when we talk to God, that it's not just a talk, it's a friendship, it's a love for the Lord. It is one, praise God, that's in covenant with the Holy Spirit, in covenant with Jesus, in covenant with God. Are you in covenant with the Holy Ghost? Are you in covenant with God? Glory to God, glory to God. Have you find yourself yet, praise God, want to dismiss all these fleshly things, amen, hallelujah, to get into the glory where God wants us to go? There's a glory that God is trying to put on his people, that we will walk under open heaven. And I pray today, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit, that we will walk under open heaven. Are you ready for open heaven? My God, I give you the glory. Are we ready yet? Are we ready for the open heaven? This is what God is saying to us today, praise God. There's healing in open heaven. There's a deliverance in open heaven. There's activation in open heaven. Children are getting saved in Children are getting saved under open heaven. Marriage is getting healed in open heaven. Come on, somebody. Finances are being blessed in open heaven, praise God. We got to understand, praise God, that God wants to do a major thing in our lives, but we have to get in prayer posture. Somebody shout with me today. There shall be open heaven today. I'm going to go to a song. I'll be right back. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Somebody say, it's going to be an open heaven over my life. Everything is going to change. Come on, somebody. My God, I give you the glory.
Yeah. Open up your mouth all over this room. Open up heaven, open up.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. We thank God for open heaven on tonight. You are on your fix at 6. Amen. Praise God. With no other than the one and only. Amen. Dr. Carolyn McNeil tonight. Praise God. If you're just coming on, amen. Pastor Keeping It Real could not be here tonight, but you have me. Praise God. Thank the Lord for that. Amen. That we can just step into a place. Amen. So we thank God. Amen. We are talking about open heaven, open heaven, open heaven. God wants to open heaven over our lives. Amen. Praise God. Will you be that one will walk under high? Come on, somebody. I feel the Holy Ghost tonight. Praise God. Will you be that one, amen, to walk Shata. Yes, under heaven, under open heaven. Praise God. Hallelujah. These signs will accompany those who will believe. They will, come on, somebody. Remember, he said, when you cast out devil in my name, you will speak with new tongues. They will be able to handle snakes safely and drink any poison. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. If they drink any poison, come on, somebody. It won't hurt them. But let me just say this, praise God, because people take this scripture a little different, praise God. Praise God, hallelujah. I'm going to teach it, praise God, but don't be trying to drink no poison, praise God, and don't be trying to, you know, go with no snakes and think that, praise God, that don't tempt God to do nothing, amen, praise God. They will be able to place their hands on the sick and heal them. If you believe, you can do, come on, you can do it, praise God. You have to believe all, praise God. You do one, you believe all, praise God. A church that experienced miracles, signs, and wonders, or a person that experienced signs, wonders, and miracles is a praying person or a praying church. It's a spiritual church or a spiritual person that is sensitive to spiritual things. You want to see miracles in your life and God at work supernaturally through you? Come on, high. Yes, Holy Spirit. You have to be a praying Christian. Beloved, you have to be in prayer posture. There is no shortcuts, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. A lot of times we want everybody else to pray for us, praise God, but there is no shortcuts. Hey, Kobo Shata. The same way somebody else had to get it, you have to get it too, praise God. So that's what God is saying, praise God. We need the grace to pray. We need the grace to pray. Somebody say we need the grace to pray. We need God to give us grace to pray and help us to be in prayer posture that we can begin to pray for our families, pray for the nation, pray for the ones that's hurting and abandoned, all those things. We need to be praying. We need to be in prayer posture, and then the Holy Spirit will give us what to pray as we ought. Now, I'm going to go into more if I get a chance. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. At another time, because there is more about prayer. You know, I love prayer. But while I was in and listening to the song Open Heaven, the Holy Spirit spoke to me and told me to turn to Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter. So I'm going to read that, praise God. That was not in what I had to do, but see, that's the leading of the Holy Spirit. He will lead and guide us to all truth. He will lead us even in our lesson. He will lead me who I'm talking to, praise God, knowing that God hears everything. He's everywhere. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. So I'm going to read it. Amen. Hallelujah. The Bible says, if you fully obey the Lord your God and carefully keep all his commandments that I am giving you today, oh, come on, I want you to take this personal today, praise God, the Lord your God will set you high above all nations of the world. You will experience all these blessings if you obey the Lord your God. Your towns and your fields will be blessed. Your children and your crops will be blessed. Come on, I want you to talk to me today. The offspring of your herds and flocks will be blessed. Your fruit basket and breadboards will be blessed. Whatever you go and whatever you do, you will be blessed. Come on, I want you to talk to you today. The Lord will conquer all your enemies when they attack you. They will attack you from one direction, but they will scatter from you in seven. Y'all better talk to me today. The Lord will guarantee a blessing on everything you do and will fill your storehouse with grain. The Lord your God will bless you in the land he is giving you. Come on, I want to talk to you. If you obey the commands of the Lord your God and walk in his ways, come on, the Lord will establish you as his holy people, as he swore he would do. Then all the nations of the world will see that you are a people claimed by God, and they will stand in awe of you. I want you to talk to me today. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. God is speaking to us tonight, y'all. Huh? Yes, Holy Spirit. The Lord will give you prosperity in the land he swore to your ancestors to give you. Blessings you with many children, numerous livestock, and abundant crops. The Lord will send rain at the proper time. I want to hear what the Holy Spirit is saying. He said, I will send rain at the proper time, at the appointed time. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. From his rich treasury in the heavens, and will bless all the work you do. You will lend to many nations, but you will never need to borrow from them. If you listen to these commands of the Lord your God that I am giving you today, today, y'all, today, because God told me to turn here today. Yes, Holy Spirit, I thank you. And if you carefully obey them, the Lord will make you the head and not the tail, and you will always be on top and never at the bottom. You must not turn away from any of the commands I am giving you today, nor follow after any. Come on, somebody say, don't follow, nor follow after other gods and worship them. Who are we worshiping? We have to worship the true and living God. He is the one that is the keeper. He is the one that's going to allow us to be the head and not the tail. When we get in prayer posture, come on, somebody, the Lord says he will bless because our obedience to what he has told us tonight. I want you to hear me in the Holy Ghost tonight. He's going to bless us in abundance. He said he'll put his, that's open heaven. Open heaven is the Lord's blessing. When we pray, we have to believe that he has already done. Come on, somebody. A lot of people say, glory to God, glory to God. Well, my family never had anything. Well, then change your language because it's going to start with you. Let you be the anointed one, amen, to break the yokes out your family. Let you be the one that's going in prayer posture to break the curses out of your family. What's in your family, amen, praise God, that you have to go back to the grave site, come on somebody, of your forefathers and break the curses. No more will my family be alcoholics. No more will my family, come on somebody, be drug addicts. No more will my family, praise God, help me, Holy Ghost, be broke. No more will my family, amen, glory to God, glory to God, walk like they don't know the Lord. You got to be the one that go in, amen, and break the chains of the enemy. I want you to know today, praise God, that you have to get in prayer posture. Get into a new place. Don't complain about stuff. Get into a place of prayer. When you feel like you want to complain about something, go pray, praise God. Yeah, Corporal Shanda. Because, see, God said,
says, I care about everything. Everything that concerns you, I care about. That's why he said, I know the numbers of hair upon your head. I was the one that cut the umbilical cord. He says, I was the one, amen, that cleaned you up. He knows all about you. So therefore, when we go to God and believe God and trust God and go to God with all everything that's on our heart that's bothering us, he don't look at us no different. He look at us like we are his children. You come to your daddy. You need an answer from your daddy. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. You need somebody, glory to God, to talk to. So therefore, when God begin to talk to you, yes, Holy Spirit, through the prayer posture, that means that, glory to God, the blessings will flow upon you. You got to understand, praise God, that when you get into the realm of the Spirit, out of that fleshly person, praise God, and get into the place that God wants us to get in, things will begin to open up for you. Heaven open up for you. You're walking over us. You're walking under heaven. Glory to God. Glory to God. So that's when your prayer, you start seeing your prayers being answered. Oh, come on, somebody. Somebody say, I'm lining myself up with the Holy Spirit today. I'm coming in covenant with the Lord today because I want my prayers to be answered. Come on, somebody. My family depend on me. And when I feel like I don't want to pray, come on, somebody. I want you to know this today, praise God. It was a time, amen, that the enemy would come. Yes, Holy Spirit, I'm getting ready to close out. It was a time where the enemy would come, praise God, and it would try to make me tired, praise God, not to pray. It would make me like, oh, no, God ain't going to answer me, praise God, and I just go on about my business, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. But that was the design of the enemy to get me out of prayer posture. Why? Because, amen, hallelujah, God let me know that my prayers, amen, my son, is not only for myself, but it's breaking generational curses down the line. So when you begin to pray, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit, you got to understand that you're not only praying for yourself, but you're praying for all the ones that's coming behind you, and you're breaking regions, you're breaking nations. Come on, somebody. You got to understand the power of prayer, the power of prayer, amen. When you begin to see God move in a mighty way in your life, and you know that you just prayed a prayer and he answered. Oh, come on, somebody. Glory to God. Glory to God. There is many times, amen, praise God, and I don't boast on myself, but I pray, praise God, and when I pray, I believe God, that God just stepped into my situation. And when I believe that God stepped into my situation, I know that he's already moved on the circumstances. Come on, somebody. Yes, Holy Spirit, everybody that's around me, know, praise God, that when I pray, I believe God, and I believe God that when you pray, that you believe God, and things begin to activate. Things begin to happen in your life. Come on, somebody. Somebody say, hallelujah, Jesus. We want to get out of that fleshly realm. We want to get into the realm of the Spirit where God going to answer your prayers. Amen. And now I'm getting to the point, praise God, when the enemy tell me, oh, you're just too tired. I just crawl my behind right on the floor, praise God, and I begin to pray like never before. Why? Because something's in that prayer time. That's prayer, 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 prayer. Something God is doing something in that prayer time. God is activating in the prayer. God is giving impartation in the prayer time. God is moving in my family. God is moving all around me. God is moving in territories. So when you pray, believe, and you will receive in the name of Jesus, okay? It's been a time, amen, praise God. I pray that I can do some more on prayer, amen, hallelujah. But I know that God wants you to get, somebody say, I'm getting in prayer posture because I need something. Somebody has a 911 and they need God to move. Now, my thing is first what God says, then we go repent of our sins, give him thanksgiving, and take your petition to the Lord and watch God move on your behalf. You are connected to grace tonight. Come on, somebody, help me, Holy Ghost, because God has given it to me tonight, and I want you to keep on reading. Yes, Holy Spirit, Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter, because open heaven will be your portion. Amen. You will walk under open heaven. Nothing will God withhold from them that walk upright before him. And this has been your Fix at Six. Amen. And you are on the air. Amen. With no other than the one and only. Amen. Dr. Carolyn McNeil tonight. Praise God. I'm getting ready to close and I'm getting ready to pray. And I pray that you had a blessed time in the Lord and you got something out of what God was speaking to you about tonight. Amen. Let me pray. Before I pray, I was just told this. One of my spiritual sons says, Mom, you have to start giving your phone number out. And I do. I give my phone number out. And I'm going to give it tonight because a lot of people need prayer. And they don't have nobody that can pray for them without spilling all their information. This is something that God has given me years ago. I don't have time, amen, to pray for somebody and to tell all their information because God has to trust me with what I'm doing. So marriage counseling is something that God has given me, as well as praying, amen, for others. So if you need the number, you can write it down and call me, amen. My best time is call me is between 9 and 5, the hours, amen, of office hours, amen. If it's emergency, then you could text me, amen, tell me it's emergency, amen, but you can call me. Let me say my number, 302-883-9799. I'm going to mention again, 302-883-9799. That is the ministry number, okay? Let me pray. I pray a blessing upon you. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, we just come and we bless your holy name. Oh, yes, Holy Ghost. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for what you have spoken on tonight, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And I pray, Father God, yes, Holy Spirit, that we will get in prayer posture, Lord God. And we will take our petition to you, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, your word said, cast all our cares upon you, for you care for us, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father God, as we come, God, tonight, Lord God, we ask, Lord God, that you will move by your Holy Spirit tonight, God. That you will bless each and every one here tonight, Father God, under the sound of my voice, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray, God, the grace of God be upon them and mercy will follow them, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we break the chain of the enemy right now, God. Any hindrance in their lives, God, we pray, God, against it right now, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we ask, God, that you will open up the way for them, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, every stumbling block before us, Father God, yes, Holy Spirit, that the enemy has set before us, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we ask that you burn it up by fire, by thunder right now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, and it will burn up. Yes, Holy Ghost. Oh, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. God, every scheme, every plan, every plot of the enemy, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we ask that you counsel it right now, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And you let your blood prevail, God, against every demonic spirit right now, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we just thank you right now. God, we give you glory, Father God. We lift you up, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we ask, Father God, yes, Holy Spirit, God, that you will break the chain, yes, Holy Ghost, of the enemy tonight, right now, God, in the name of Jesus. And we count it all joy, Father God. We're going to praise you in advance, oh God, for what you're getting ready to do in our lives, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, every setback in the life, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, I ask, Father God, that you will bring your anointing, God, upon their Koboshanda, and Father God, that we will move forward in the things of you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And I pray, Father God, God, for every divine helper, God, to locate us right now, God, in the name of Jesus. God, the ones that's supposed to be in our lives, God, Koboshanda, we thank you for it, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father God, everyone else, God, that's not supposed to be in our lives, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, we ask that you take them out right now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And God, help us to see through new eyes, God, new eyes. Yes, Holy Ghost, I hear you, God. Help us to see through new eyes, God, in the name of Jesus. God, if there's any cataracts in the spirit, God, we ask that you wash our eyes out, God, and we will see 2020 in the natural and 2020 in the spiritual realm, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, do it for thy people, God. Bless thy people, God. Move for thy people, God. Do a quick, sudden move, God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the mighty mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, God. And we thank you, Lord God, for grace. We thank you for your mercy. These things I pray in your Son Jesus' name. Now unto him that is able to keep us from falling, present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power. Let us say amen and amen and amen. And I have a song for you as I leave. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. And God bless you all. And have a great and wonderful night and a better tomorrow. Jesus loves you, and so do I.
He leads me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. When you become a believer, your spirit is made right. Sometimes the soul doesn't get the notice. It has a hole in it due to things that's happened in the past, hurt, abuse, molestation. But we want to speak to you today and tell you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. Some people's actions are not because their spirit is wrong, but it's because the past has left a hole in their soul. May this wisdom help you get over your past and remind you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. I have my sister Leandria here. She's going to help me share this wisdom and tell this story.
Deliver me, 'cause all I seem to do is hurt me, hurt me. Lord, deliver me. 'Cause all I see to do is hurt me.
Yes, sir.
Hurt me.
I know what you've been finishing, but take it from me two more times. Officially released. Now sing it for me, Leandria.